Family diversity. Official statistics and trends show that in the last 100 years, the variety of family types has increased, and there is no longer a typical family type, despite the nuclear family still being the most common type. Rappaport and Rappaport, 1982, identified five different types of family diversity. Organizational diversity. This refers to different types of family structure, for example, single-parent and reconstituted families. It also refers to differing kinship patterns and the domestic division of labor. Cultural or ethnic. Britain is a multi-ethnic society. In the case of South Asian families, both Hindu and Muslim, there is a tendency for families to be extended, traditional, and patriarchal. Afro-Caribbean families, like Asian families, tend to reflect the societies from which they migrated. The stereotypical image of the Afro-Caribbean family in Britain is that of a single-parent household. However, statistics do not back this up, and perhaps the key point is that Afro-Caribbean families tend to be more matrifocal rather than single-parent. Class. Inequalities in lifestyle possibilities have increased since the 1980s. Wealth and income have an obvious impact on the types of housing, room size or number, financial problems, and holidays, for example. Life course. The life course of individuals within families can vary greatly. This can reflect choice of circumstance. This covers such factors such as the number of children, the spacing of the children, divorce, remarriage, or widowhood. Cohort. A cohort of individuals refers to those born in the same year or brand of years. Such individuals may well have a shared experience of historical events, for example, the introduction of comprehensive schools or the introduction of the birth control pill. The Rappaports note diversity in family structure. Family life in Britain is made up of the conventional nuclear family, cohabitating couples with children, the single-parent family, and the reconstituted family. Bear in mind that the reconstituted family is also referred to as a blended family or a step family. The reconstituted family is often made up of divorced or widowed people who have remarried and their children from previous marriage. Such families are on the increase because of divorce. For example, 1 in 15 families are step families. 1 in 12 children were living in them in 1991. Reconstituted families, and especially children within them, are likely to have close ties within the families of previous partners. Children may be pulled in two directions and have tense relationships with their parents. These families may be further complicated if the parent decides to have children of their own. Family life, therefore, may be experienced quite differently from that experienced in conventional nuclear family unit. There are distinct differences in lifestyles of families with different ethnic origins and religious beliefs. Britain now has a multicultural society in that about 11% of the population is from an ethnic minority background. Asian family life is diverse and depends on the wide range of factors such as religion, presence of extended kin, and cultural beliefs. We have seen a great deal of intermarriage between whites, African Caribbeans, and Chinese, which has resulted in a dramatic increase in mixed-race children. Diversity can be seen in the internal division of labor within families. The Rappaports argue that most nuclear families in Britain are now dual-career families. Some women will have responsibility for the bulk of childcare and housework. Others have negotiated a greater, perhaps even equal, input from men in the domestic sphere. The media are fond of announcing the appearance of the so-called new man. Others may have found husbands who are happy to reserve traditional roles and become house husbands. Causes of diversity. Material factors. Greater affluence, greater geographical and social mobility, the greater economic independence of women, increased lifespan. Values. People are increasingly likely to view their circumstances in terms of what's best for them, their rights. Immigration. The cultural life of Britain has been greatly enlarged by the mass immigration of the 50s and the 60s. Prospective views of family diversity. New Right. New Right believes that the increase in family diversity has led to decline in traditional values and a rise in antisocial behavior and crime. Murray suggests that single mothers are to blame for this decline in society values because their children are being raised without a strong male authority figure. They believe that social policies should be targeted so that they discourage family diversity and instead promote marriage and traditional nuclear families. The impact of feminism on the home. It is argued that this has led to the introduction of equal opportunities and equal pay movements, which have distracted women from their natural careers as mothers. The new right claims that there have been few tax or benefit policies aimed at encouraging mothers to stay home with their children. The new right argue that feminism has led to gender confusion about family roles and a corresponding rise in divorce and the number of single-parent families. It is also suggested that working mothers are responsible for social problems, such as juvenile delinquency and antisocial behavior. Because children no longer experience long-term nurturing and socialization from their mothers who are out of the work. The new right therefore can claim that generations of children have been psychologically damaged by maternal deprivation. The new right claims that sexual permissiveness and promiscuity is on the increase, and this is the cause of a moral decay in society. New right writers argue that governmental social policy has actually encouraged this decline in morality by decriminalizing homosexuality and abortion, making the contraceptive pill freely available from the National Health Service, making divorce easier through the Divorce Reform Act of 1969, and not doing enough to promote marriage over cohabitation. Functionalists. Functionalists believe that the amount of family diversity has been exaggerated, and that although there has been some growth in family diversity on the whole, the nuclear family still remains the dominant family structure. Robert Chester argues that the statistics are misleading, as they do not take into account the UK has an aging population, and this will impact on the types of families seen. He also argues the neo-conventional family is becoming more common, which is a nuclear family, but with far more equality and symmetry in the division of labor. Postmodernists. Postmodernists claim there is no longer a single dominant family type in the UK, and that society is extremely diverse, and the diversity is increasing. Changes in law and societal norms have given people much more choice over how they structure their family life. Beck believes that many people now live in what he calls negotiated families, which vary in size and are set up according to the needs of the members of that unit.